Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The Alamo College District has a big job for San Antonio with its five community college campuses and other offerings. It's a major player in developing San Antonio's workforce and providing education opportunities. If Alamo College District doesn't work, there's a problem here in San Antonio. Something needs to be taken seriously. Mike Flores is now in charge of making all of that go in the right direction. He is the new Chancellor. If you've got questions or comments for him, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to the source at tpr.org and tweet at us at tprsource. Now, welcome back to the source. Chancellor Flores, now you're the chancellor. Before that, you were the president?
President of Palo Alto College.
President of Palo Alto College. What's that like? Now that you're chancellor, how is that different?
Well, first, congratulations on the announcement. We look forward to seeing you all downtown. And so just the history and legacy, but I think the promise of what TPR and having public radio downtown means and hopeful connections with our students. The chancellor really is out there in the community. I think the chancellor works in tandem with the presidents and with 5,000 of my colleagues, faculty and staff, to ensure that we're providing economic and educational opportunity. So meeting with public and private sector leaders, ensuring that we can garner appropriate resources so that the colleges run well, looking for things perhaps that we should be pursuing. Perhaps we should organize ourselves differently. Perhaps we need to look at what the community agenda is and how we can contribute to that. And I think there are multiple ways we're going to do that over the next few years.
There are five different community college campuses here, each one very different, a lot of history behind them. I think Bruce Leslie, your predecessor, he did a bang-up job, and you could take that either any way you want. Some people are wondering if he was trying to diminish the uniqueness of each of these campuses. And you come from Palo Alto.
Right.
And a lot of Palo Alto pride out there. Sure. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think I've been with the Alamo Colleges for 19 years, so started in 1999 at Palo Alto College. So I've grown up at a college. I've seen the evolution of the district. And so I definitely respect what each of our five colleges does in their respective community, what they provide. But I think the essence is also looking, David, at how we can leverage the resources of the entire system, respecting the independence of each institution, but also realizing the interdependence and that oftentimes we do work best and serve our students well when we also work together to address big challenges. So how do we address educational attainment and ensuring that more high school graduates and more working adults go to college? How do we look at high demand, high wage fields? I think that's a strategy that we address together as an Alamo College's district system.
So there's a lot of different asks that people are bringing to the table for the Alamo College District. One of them is we want to give our high school students, the ones that are very ambitious and high achievers, the opportunity to get us as well prepared for higher education as possible, start taking college classes right when they're in high school. And some of these kids are whip smart. It's incredible. And then we have others, people who say, they deserve a second chance or a third chance, need to get back to school, and they deserve another chance to get back and get to skills, because you can't get very far in this life without those special skills. And then there are other people who are taking their own journey to figure out where they're going to go in life, and sometimes that requires a few semesters at one of your campuses. How do you balance all of this stuff out?
Well, I think the important thing is that each individual is coming to one of our five colleges or regional center for a reason. We know that if the difference between a high school graduate and an associate's degree completer is $9,400 a year, so that's life-changing. If we can get a student early, actually recruit them as an eighth grader, can you imagine in middle school as an eighth grader, to say you can enroll in what we call an early college high school as a high school freshman and get your associate's degree by your high school senior year, then that is a game changer. If we can enlist working adults and say, please come to one of our five colleges. We have a weekend college program at San Antonio College, for instance. Please enroll in that program. Look at one of those high-wage, high-demand fields that you may be interested in. Regardless of the age or the community or the respective college they go to, that difference for them is going to be $9,400 a year. So I think that's the unifying factor, is that each individual from a different part of our community in San Antonio, Bexar, one of the surrounding counties, is looking at what the Alamo Colleges District can provide to them, which oftentimes is a ticket out of poverty, and it's a definite ticket to the middle class.
The number to call, 210-614-8980. If you get a question or a comment from Mike Flores, he's the chancellor for the Alamo College District, and Sylvia is on the line. Sylvia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, Chancellor. My question is kind of twofold. My son was lucky enough to have the opportunity to take courses when he was in high school to complete his associate's degree before he graduated, and that was, you know, life-changing for me and for as a single mom and for him as well, because that saved me the money of having to pay for essentially his almost his first 2 years of college. And
yes.
He graduated from Incarnate Word, so it was incredibly valuable to me and to my son, so that was a wonderful program. On the flip side of that, my nephews were not aware of a program like this, and so they consequently didn't get the opportunity to go to college because it wasn't affordable to them.
Right.
And I wonder if it's kind of a twofold question. How do kids find out about these classes so that they can get some college before they finish high school? And then helping those young people who didn't get that opportunity, who are now stuck in a job that really may not be helping them take care of themselves and their families. How do they get a, you know, how do they find out about opportunities to help themselves grow?
These are great questions, Sylvia. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Sylvia. So we actually want to get individuals and students in particular, if they're in middle school or high school, as early as possible. So we actually have the largest program in the state, bigger than Dallas, Houston, even Austin, of high school programs. We have close to 20 early college high school programs like Sylvia's son, in which an individual can earn their associate's degree by the time they graduate as an 18-year-old. But we know we need to do a better job of working in tandem with school districts so that we message and spread the word about that. We're currently talking to community leaders as well about how we can make college affordable, and perhaps we can devise a way in which we can reach out to all 16,000 graduates in Bexar County to do so. Other communities have different models, and we're looking at those. We'd like to be able to come back, Sylvia, so that your nephews have the same opportunity that your son did, in which we connect with them early on. One of the takeaways, David, is, you know, our high school graduation and then college enrollment rate is from 35% to 55% of high school seniors actually enroll in college, any college. Those students that don't, oftentimes then 80% of them end up in hospitality or the service sector and earn a median wage of about $10,000 a year. So it's really an imperative that we work with partners, city, county, school districts, to engage those individuals as early as possible to ensure that they come to an Alamo College or to a college or university and receive that credential.
Another phone call, 210-614-8980, if you want to call in like Dennis. And hi, Dennis, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me. This question is for Chancellor Flores. Chancellor, I'm a proud graduate of Northwest Vista College, and one of the big hurdles for me, you know, going to school, being raised by a single parent, was, you know, being able to afford that higher education. So I'm wondering, in your new role, what are some ideas or ways that you might look to offer students who are in my position financially some help?
So, Dennis, I think that's a good question. So what we're seeking to do is actually partner with different entities. So we have the high school program opportunity that Sylvia had mentioned her son benefited from. And so that's actually about $25 million a year that is scholarshiped to high school students through dual credit or early college high school program. We're also seeking to keep tuition as low as possible. So Texas overall has the third lowest tuition in the U.S., and then Alamo College is the eighth lowest within the state. So we're trying to keep that as low as possible, and then also provide wraparound services to students so that they're able to continue. What happens with about half of our students is life gets in the way. And so it could be a one-term emergency. Perhaps it's a visit with your child to the emergency room and you have to pay for that. So we are providing emergency loans so individuals can receive that assistance. Many of our colleges now have food pantries and clothes closets. We work in tandem with community-based organizations for social service wraparound services. So we're trying to hold tuition as low as possible. We're at the same time realizing that our students have multiple needs on their pocketbook, oftentimes unanticipated, and we're trying to provide those resources to them as well. Our hope, Dennis, is that all of our other 65,000 students can be able to cross the stage and earn a credential, just like you did with our support.
So earning that credential, there are a lot of students that start taking classes at one of your campuses. They develop a certain level of skill, proficiency, and then there's such a demand for labor in San Antonio for those folks that they can get hired right away, even before they have completed their degree program, getting their associates, and suddenly they're working at the, at a hospital or someplace doing some job, and their potential is never completely met, and so you don't get that. That outcome that the state is looking for, like how many people actually graduate.
Right.
You do help people get a job, but this individual is not really going to meet their full potential as a complete earner down the line.
So two things, David, is one, we actually, Alamo College has done a tremendous job over the last 10 years, five in particular, and we have one of the largest numbers of community college graduates in the state, or just college graduates in the state, close to 12,000 this past year. But as a community, San Antonio has close to 300,000 adults that have some college and no degree. So what we'd like to do is work and re-engage them to come back, see how many credits they have, even if it was at another institution. Those are transferable, and we'd like to give them that credential and provide them with the courses that they need to be able to earn it. So they can call any one of our welcome centers at any one of our colleges to be able to do so. You know, they can call SAC at 486-0040, right? And they can start that enrollment process. We have classes that start almost every 2 weeks. They're on campus or they can be online. So we want to make sure that we respect what students have done, whether those are college courses or that's professional experiences that they've had, can give them credit for that and then get them on their way to achieve that degree, whatever that may look like.
And so these are flexible, sometimes online, or how does that work?
So that can be at any one of our campuses. That can be at a regional center. So those are often 10 minutes away from where you live or work. And that can also be online through any one of our five colleges in what we call our Alamo Colleges online program. They can take that in a regular semester-long format. They can do that in the day. They can do that in the evening. As I mentioned earlier, for instance, they can do that on the weekends at San Antonio College or Northwest Vista College. So we have all these different ways in which a student can receive their certificate or associate's degree.
So what do you miss from Palo Alto?
What I think is the most interesting thing is just the energy that exists on a college campus. I've actually been out at, I started with visits to all five of the colleges in my first week. And oftentimes I'm actually not only at Palo Alto College, but all five of the colleges on any given week. That's really that's one of the big changes from being a president to chancellor is not only being at one college campus, but actually traveling and visiting all five, including our regional centers like the Westside Education or Training Center or the Central Texas Center in New Braunfels.
So you got that going on. We're talking with the chancellor for the Alamo College District, Mike Flores. Got a question or a comment for him, call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You could also email us at the source at tpr.org, tweet at us at tprsource. And we continue right after this break. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. With us today, Mike Flores. He is the chancellor for the Alamo College District. And if you get a chance to, right now, give him a call, ask him a question. The number is 210-614-8980. Gus is on the line. And Gus, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Mike?
Good, Gus.
I just wanted to let you know that your junior colleges, yes, they do work. My three older kids, they're just in their mid-20s right now. They all went through Northwest Vista. They graduated from there. The two boys, the older ones, went to St. Mary's after that, both graduated. One is an actuary here in San Antonio with one of the insurance companies. My oldest one went to work for Cisco in Austin. And then just within the last 2 weeks, he was recruited by Microsoft.
Wow.
So he's in Seattle, Washington right now. So, yes, I'm a firm believer of your education process there at Northwest Vista. My last child, she's there right now, and she's actually going through the cybersecurity program
that
she'll transfer over to UTSA.
Excellent.
All right. Gus, congratulations. Looks like you raised him right. Cybersecurity, that's an area where San Antonio has a lot of opportunity, there's a tremendous demand for people who can do that type of work. And so what is the Alamo College District doing to capitalize on that?
Well, I think, David, you know, first what I'd like to mention is what Gus illustrated and really talked about is just that all five of the colleges, the Alamo Colleges, are actually the main transfer opportunity to both of our public institutions, UTSA and Texas A&M San Antonio. And the privates, in his case, for his sons, we transferred over 30,000 students to UTSA from 2013 to 17. Over 4 years, 30,000 students. 12,000 went to A&M in the same period. So it's just that opportunity of coming to San Antonio College, or in this case, Northwest Vista College, and then being able to transfer. The other part related to cybersecurity is just the conversations that the presidents are having that I've had with industry leaders about ensuring that we can hire our own local talent and create that talent pipeline for students. So cybersecurity, IT, we know, is a critical component of our community and our economy. We're only producing at this time about one graduate for every 10 openings in IT. So how can we ensure that we close that gap, provide more individuals so that we're not importing talent into San Antonio, but actually providing homegrown talent like his daughter that's studying cybersecurity at Northwest Vista? That's one of the tasks at hand, is being able to ensure that we provide opportunity for individuals that live within our community in high-wage, high-demand fields.
Now, there are some for-profit colleges that were operating around San Antonio across the country. Some of them have closed their doors rather abruptly, and they've looked to the Alamo Colleges to help those kids who want to learn don't get left out in the cold. What happened there?
So we've, you know, over the last few years, have provided that opportunity. Most recently, before the holidays, one of those national chains closed down. Those students actually had several information sessions that we offered with opportunities in those particular fields, medical assisting, to look at programs at San Antonio College and St. Philip's College in particular. One of the nice things is being able to ensure those courses that they earn with us are going to transfer to university, so they can go from a certificate to an associate's degree, associate's to bachelor's degree. All of those credits do transfer, and oftentimes it's at a quarter of the cost or even a tenth of the cost of what they're going to pay to one of those private proprietary schools.
Yeah, those private proprietary schools, for-profit schools.
Yes, for-profit.
They have massive marketing budgets.
They do.
They have call centers where they're calling people up. Hey, come, we'll give you a parking space. You know, and how do you get your message out?
So one of those opportunities like today, right, being able to share the message of what Alamo Colleges provides an opportunity. The other is through paid media. You're right, our budget is not big in comparison to some of the proprietary schools. One of the things that they sell is not only being able to take the courses and earn the credential in record time, but on-the-job experience. So we're actually currently working, all five of our colleges, in which we will provide every graduate with a workplace-based learning experience. So that could be a job shadow day, and that could go all the way to an internship. So we're going to set up that system. So beginning in August of this year, each student, as they plan for graduation, will have to have one of those opportunities that's there as part of their portfolio so they can take that to their interviews. That's one of the things that other other institutions, organizations, right, proprietary schools or others, have messaged to our community, and that's something that we need to provide, and beginning in August, we'll be able to do that.
Let's go back to the phones with Chris. The number is 210-614-8980 if you have a question or a comment for the Chancellor of the Alamo College District, Mike Flores. And Chris, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Mike. It's good to get to talk to y'all. I have the pleasure of knowing former President Ziegler and President Robert Vela at San Antonio College. And one of the things, besides them being great men, that really stuck out to me is their passion for trying to connect single parents who are trying to go to school but are struggling to afford childcare. And that is their biggest barrier to either finishing that degree or taking the next step. And both those guys have talked about a future in which, you know, the parents bring their kids to the school and drop them off somewhere so that the kids see their parents investing in the education. I've been out of touch with that system for a while, so I was curious if there are any plans actually coming into implementation or anything being discussed in that regard.
All right, Chris, thank you for your call. Now, Chancellor Flores.
Sure. Chris, I think one of the things that we've realized is that students don't suddenly come onto a college campus and then everything else fades away in their life. So we know that, you know, half of our students actually worry about their monthly expenses. That includes childcare, transportation, being able to pay rent or pay a mortgage. So what we are doing, San Antonio College and Palo Alto College, we're actually the pioneers in this effort, is we've created what we call student advocacy or resource centers, which provide a closed closet, food pantry, emergency loans and grant aid, as well as connections to community-based organizations. It could be a childcare scholarship that's needed, a referral to a health clinic, all of those things that are so vitally important to ensuring that our students are able to continue their education, complete a course, complete a semester, most importantly, be able to cross that stage and have that certificate or degree. So those plans, Chris, are actually moving forward full throttle. Those of both San Antonio College and Palo Alto College have been pioneers in that effort. Northwest Vista College, St. Philip's College, and Northeast Lakeview are standing that up. So you'll have a full student resource center network that will exist to provide wraparound services or referrals at any one of our college campuses.
So as the chancellor for the Alamo College District, you get pressured from all sorts of different angles. You have a board of trustees that you have to answer to, and they are always looking over your shoulder, making sure that there's no going to be flare-ups anywhere. And they're answerable to the taxpayers, is a taxing district. The state also has pressure on you to make sure that the academics are up to code and that you're also getting a high level of a student that graduates from your schools. So what pressure do you think is the most one that you have to pay attention to the most?
I think, David, that's an important question. I think the key to that is really what is our role as a community college and what vision have we articulated as Alamo College's district, so which is really to be the best in the nation in student success and performance excellence. So how do we serve our students and community well? We know that a student has a better chance of earning a credential from us than they've ever had before. We also realize that they're interdependent, that their life has many different dimensions to it, and we're trying to provide services for that. We know that we provide value to the community, so we want to ensure that we engage with them as part of that, and that we're accountable not only to residents in Bexar County that are taxpayers to the Alamo Community College's district, but also to state elected officials as part of that. So I think it's those two tenets, being able to ensure that our students are as successful as they've ever been, that we reach more students that come to us, and that we provide an economic value to them. So knowing that a graduate is going to earn $9,400 more every year, $400,000 in their lifetime compared to a high school graduate, I think that demonstrates a nice personal ROI, right? Return on investment to them. And just think of what that generates, not only to that individual, the difference between being a renter and buying your first house, the difference between being able to figure out how to make ends meet or actually have a family vacation or save for your own children's education as part of being a graduate. I think that's a game changer, and I think that's what students realize, and hopefully community members realize as part of that. One of the other things is we were actually just recognized and received what's called the Malcolm Baldrige Award, which is the U.S. President's Performance Excellence Award. It's given to entities, public and private sector entities, so healthcare corporations, Fortune 500 companies, and it was given to your Alamo College's district. We're the only college district ever to receive the award, and we're the first educational higher ed institution to receive it since 2011. So I think that's a gold seal on the value that we provide as an organization, but the most important thing is the $9,400 that a graduate receives.
Mike Flores is the chancellor for the Alamo College District. He's in the studio for the next 15 minutes. Got a question or a comment, give him a call, 210-614-8980. We'd love to hear from you. And the Source continues right after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Mike Flores, chancellor of the Alamo College's district. And you have the West Side Education and Training Centers, as we talk about the five major campuses. And we also have this. And is there going to be some expansion happening with this?
Yes. So as part of it, I want to thank the voters of Bexar County. So voters approved a $450 million bond that's actually going to pay for enhancements at each one of the five colleges, new construction at each one of the five colleges, as well as construction of the West Side Education Training Center, construction of a South Side Education Training Center, totally new effort, and also in the Northeast. The WETC was really the pioneer, as we call the West Side Center, the WETC was really the pioneer in ensuring that we provided access to individuals close to and embedded within a community. That has been a partnership with Edgewood Independent School District since it was founded over 15 years ago. And so what we're seeking to do, we're making a $23 million investment to be able to provide new construction. And the beauty of the centers is that although there may be a lead college for that center, programs from all five of our colleges can be offered there. So it can begin with GED and ESL. It can be workforce training, but it can also be the route to a certificate or associate's degree. So, and the WETC really paved that way. So we're looking forward to hopefully breaking ground on a facility next year. And that's a $23 million investment. It's located off of Old Highway 90 right now, off of, across from the food bank and animal care services. And so that's going to be a big investment that will be made. And that provides a nice cornerstone within that community. You'll begin to see the others go up over the next few years as part of that $450 million bond investment.
We got to make sure people know about this, particularly students.
Yes.
Because a lot of them aren't, the word's not getting out. And this is a great opportunity.
It's a fantastic opportunity. So the current center is there. As we enhance this, we'll ensure that we message that out. Hopefully you'll invite me back and
yes,
we can talk about what's going on and what the latest developments are at the WETC and the other centers in our colleges.
Another caller, and this is Daniel. And Daniel, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you. My name is Daniel Ponte, and I'm vice president of the Association of Puerto Ricans in San Antonio, and we're a nonprofit, and we offer two scholarships twice a year, one of them being for special education students. And I would like to know a couple things. Who can we contact in the Alamo colleges to partner with so we could start posting these scholarships on your webpage or somewhere in the campus?
So Daniel, you can call my number, and then I'll connect you with our foundation. But my number is 210-485-0020 to be able to do that. One of the programs that actually just started a couple of years ago is called Project Access. It provides students, special education students, with a certificate. And it was just one of five programs statewide in higher education that was honored in December. So we're particularly proud of that. We're going to expand that throughout the community so that students can have an opportunity, so that each student, regardless of where they live, regardless of income, and also respective of ability, is able to ensure that they receive a college education and credential.
Well, most universities and colleges, one of their greatest assets is their alumni.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if this is something that has been an untapped resource that has been waiting to be, you know, ignited for the Alamo College District. If everyone who took a class at one of these campuses throughout the years and really got something out of it, helped put them on the right path, somehow found a way that they could give back. Even you're not a millionaire, but maybe you could give back, as you know, a little bit. This and that would go to students in need. How is that something that is happening or can happen?
That's definitely something that is happening. I think we need to enhance how we connect with our alumni. So the colleges, San Antonio College, Northwest Vista College, they each have an alumni association. But I think going back to the comment of we work best when we leverage our collective resources. If we will identify a vehicle, so if you go to alamo.edu, in which alumni can come and say, perhaps I'd like to give a scholarship. But most importantly, for a lot of our students, perhaps it's I'd like to connect and mentor a student that's interested in my field. Or perhaps I'd just like to be able to talk to a class about what I do in the profession or how I overcame these obstacles. I think, David, that would be the key for us to be able to do that, because we know that we've reached hundreds of thousands of individuals within our community. The most important thing is an investment within our system. 80% of our graduates stay here within Bexar County in our area.
Another caller, and this is Holly. And Holly, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Thank. Oh, no. I've taught in Lynn Junior College. I don't have a whole lot of experience with Alamo College, but I taught in Lynn College in Bryan and told my kids that unless they got a full ride to some big college, that they would be going to Berlin their first 2 years, because I was so impressed. They had a writing center to help them know how to write correctly. They had a math center. They had, I paid out of pocket 2 years with no debt after the end of the 2 years, and I don't know how it is in Alamo College, but honestly, at Lynn, the A&M professors would moonlight at Lynn. And so my kids got professors that they would not have gotten because they would not touch a freshman or sophomore class, and the classes only had 30 kids in it. So when my daughter finally graduated from Lynn, she said, Mom, this Sam Houston thing is so easy after Berlin. And she actually graduated with honors from Sam Houston.
Holly, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that. You have faculty members who are stellar.
We have fantastic faculty members. So I think the important thing is undergraduate teaching is our mission. And so that's the beauty of a community college classroom, because our faculty, you know, 2,500 faculty are all focused on connecting with students, ensuring that they challenge students so that they can be prepared for their future. And so all 2,500 of them, whether that is in a particular field, maybe that's in journalism, maybe that's in communications or in English, maybe that's in mathematics, that they have those foundational skills that they're challenged within the classroom. Most importantly, our average class size is 23. So you're not lost in the crowd. You're able to connect. Oftentimes, you're held more accountable in that small class than you would have been in a large lecture
hall. Yeah, and only half show up.
Exactly. So
you get a lot of one-on-one time with teachers that really know their stuff.
Yes.
And they're there because they want to help you. And you show up and you really want to learn. I mean, it's amazing what the teachers will do for you.
It's high value and low cost. So I think that's the important thing. And all of our faculty are committed to connecting with students.
But so the Alamo College District is one of the few organizations, few entities that we have locally that has a base of operation basically throughout the community. Some are developing and some are established, and St. Philip's is a fantastic example. These are community building opportunities. It's the campus, but also it's a center of a community. So as the chancellor, and you've seen this yourself at Palo Alto, how does each campus become a part of, you know, that part of San Antonio?
I think that's the beauty of community colleges, David, is that they really are the cornerstone in their neighborhood and in their community. So they're able to connect, and not only with students, that could be at Palo Alto, it was second graders taking swim lessons during the school day at the Natatorium. At SAC, it's students coming from throughout Bexar County and going to the Challenger Learning and Scobie Center. That could be a Boy Scout event on a weekend at any one of our colleges, or the neighborhood association meeting that's going to occur at one of our centers. And so that's really the key. We are the community's front door, a convener for the community, and oftentimes a place where individuals connect. And so each of the five presidents, each of the regional center directors, that is part of the mission, and that definitely is their passion, is ensuring that we're out there and that folks come on to the campus to connect. We have important resources, and we want to make sure that we leverage those for the public good.
Now, today is the first day for the legislative session in Austin. Is there do you have some priorities for the 2019 legislative session?
Yeah, I mean, our focus is really honing in on what we do. So it's ensuring that we continue to provide open access through high school programs like dual credit or early college high school, which Sylvia mentioned with regard to her son. It's also workforce development. We are the biggest and the best workforce development strategy within our community, within San Antonio and Bexar County, Alamo Colleges. That's also true statewide. And then also transfer. We want to ensure that those students, those 30,000 students that came to us over the last 4 years and started at any one of our five colleges and then went to UTSA, that all the courses that they took with us are transferable and degree applicable to them. So those are the main tenets, right? Early access, workforce development, and seamless transfer for the legislators during this session, and of course also funding. So the amount of state funding that we currently receive is the same amount that we received in 2002. So gradually what has occurred is that community colleges are really supported by the local community and by students.
That's why, you know, it costs more to take a class now than it did.
It does. It does. So only 24% of our budget this last fiscal year came from the state.
Right. So we got to make sure, I guess you got a story to tell about the investment that when the state dollars go into the campuses and it goes into the classrooms, it reaches these students, it helps them get the jobs of the future, keeps Texas competitive for years to come. Thank you so much, Mike Flores. He's a chancellor for the Alamo Colleges District. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks so much for tuning us in.